Liberia's motto, the love of liberty brought us here, is the key to an understanding of the nation's eventful history, for it was the search for freedom that led to the founding of Liberia. It has been the effort to protect and preserve that freedom that characterized the nation in its first century. It has been the championing of liberty in Liberia, on the continent of Africa, and throughout the world that has marked Liberia's recent decades. Today, Liberia is well known not only for demonstrating the love of liberty, but also for making it work for everyone. Its people of many tribes are known for their free, lively spirit, open and easy life, and for their hospitality. Liberia's economy is firmly bedded in free enterprises. The open door symbolizes the liberty with which it functions. Liberia came to its own in the 19th century. Since then, its history can be roughly divided into five periods: consolidation, independence, turbulence, unification, and progress. Liberia was founded in 1821 by the American Colonization Society and other philanthropic organizations engaged in resettling free black men from the United States of America. After two unsuccessful attempts, a group led by Dr. Eli Ayres and Captain Robert F. Stockton sailed aboard the USS Alligator into the Mesurado Bay, now called the Mesurado River, and settled on Providence Island, formerly the Perseverance Island. The settlers moved to the mainland, now Monrovia, on April the 25th, 1822. They were governed by the agents of the Colonization Society until July 26, 1847, when 11 representatives from Monserrato, Bassa, and Sino counties established the Independent Republic of Liberia. The new nation was recognized first by various European powers and later in 1862 by the United States of America. The first election to form a stable government was held in October 1847, and on the first Monday in January 1848, Governor Joseph Jenkins Roberts was sworn in as first president of the Republic of Liberia. The Constitution of Liberia provides for a republican form of government and guarantees democratic freedom to all the citizens. The powers, authority, and responsibilities of government are divided among three separate and coordinate branches, legislative, executive, and judicial, providing checks and balances system of administrative structure. The legislative branch consists of two houses, the Senate and the House of Representatives. Members are elected on population basis for a four-year term. Senators are elected for 6 years' term on a territorial basis. The president heads the executive branch. Both the president and vice president are elected for an 8-year term, but can be re-elected for terms of 4 years. The Constitution provides that all elections shall be held by secret ballot, and every citizen, male and female, of 21, possessing real estate shall have the right of suffrage. Election laws provide that any 300 citizens have the right to organize and register as political party with the Elections Commission and present their candidates to the electorate for election. The president appoints a cabinet to be confirmed by the Senate. He also appoints other officials, including county and territorial superintendents, judges, and officers of the armed forces. The president is commander-in-chief of the armed forces. The judicial branch consists of the supreme and various lower courts. The judicial power is invested in the Supreme Court, headed by a chief justice, assisted by four associate justices. All justices and judges of courts are appointed by the president. The flag of Liberia has 11 stripes, alternate red and white, 6 red and 5 white, displayed longitudinally. The stripes represent the 11 signers of the Declaration of Independence and the Liberian Constitution. In the upper left corner near the staff is a blue field 5 stripes deep from the top, which represents the dark continent of Africa. In the center of the blue is a pointed white star representing the lone Negro Republic in Africa. In the flag, red symbolizes valor, white purity, and blue fidelity. The three colors are symbolic of the three counties, Monserrato, Grand Bassa, and Sino, into which the Republic was then divided. The Great Seal of Liberia has the following significant features: a plow and spade below a palm tree on the right, a ship sailing on the ocean in the center, the rising sun on the upper left, and a dove flying with an open scroll. The Republic of Liberia is placed above, while the love of liberty brought us here is below.
The Republic of Liberia has an area of 43,000 square miles. It is located on the western bulge of Africa, bordered by Sierra Leone on the west, the Republic of Guinea on the north, Ivory Coast on the east, and on the south, the Atlantic Ocean, which washes its 350-mile coastline. Liberia lies between 4 degrees 30 seconds and 8 degrees 30 seconds north of the equator. The rainy season lasts between April and early October with spells of dry days. Occasional rains fall during the dry season from November to late March. It has a constant temperature of 90 degrees Fahrenheit with lowest relative humidity of nearly 30% between December and March. Its mountains include Putu, Nimba, Kitoma, Wologizi, and Gwi. 5 important rivers empty into the Atlantic Ocean: the Kavala, St. John, St. Paul, Cestus, and the Mano. Liberia has a population of over 1 million, consisting of 16 major tribes speaking different dialects. These tribes include Bassa, Bele, Bandi, Gyo, Gisi, Kwebo, Kisi, Pele, Kran, Loma, Mandingo, Mende, and Vai. Most Liberians are farmers, owning sugarcane, coffee, rice, rubber, and cassava farms. A small percentage are fishermen, hunters, blacksmiths, goldsmiths producing Liberia's fee rings, ivory and wood carvers, leather workers, and other craftsmen. The staple food in Liberia is rice, but cassava, sweet potatoes, edos, plantains, bananas, sweet corns, and yams all grown locally, form an important part of the diet. Liberians are characteristically known to be a very friendly, hospitable, and ingenious people. The finger-snapping handshake is recognized throughout the world as a sign of genuine friendship. Basically, Liberia is an agricultural country. It produces rubber, palm oil, and kernels, timbers, coffee, cocoa, piassava, and rice. Its mineral resources include iron ore, diamond, gold, manganese, mercury, tantalite, zinc, graphite, columbite, copper, bauxite, and mice corundum. Indication of oil has led to offshore drilling. Liberia's growth rate, considered a record-setting rate in the world during the 1950s and early 1960s, slowed down due to changing world economic conditions, which affected the price of rubber and iron ore, the nation's major exports. Having adjusted to the economic trend, growth and development now accelerates. A government industrialization program has given Liberia a variety of industries: cement, paint, shoes, soap, fishing, oil refining, a brewery, distilleries, furniture, and explosives for local uses and for export to West African countries. Liberia's physical features, now tremendously transformed, reflect unprecedented development and progress. Monrovia's skyline is dotted by skyscrapers and imposing modern public and private buildings. Counties, cities, and towns also wear an impressive new look. Miles of railroads and highways crisscross the country. Airfields and airstrips make travel faster for business and for tourists out to catch a quick view of the coastal areas and interior parts of Liberia. Vast investment opportunities exist in agriculture, logs and timber, iron ore and other minerals. Here are reasons why you should invest in the Republic of Liberia: a stable government with decades of proven leadership, an ideal location for your plant in an industrial park within the limits of the progressive and modern city of Monrovia, the only free port in Africa where goods may be stored, repacked, or raw materials processed for further shipment duty-free, a widening export trade to other parts of Africa, a new investment code which reaffirms government's free enterprise system, and protective measures for foreign investments and easy repatriation of capital, equal American and Liberian dollar medium of exchange, abundant hydropower for domestic and industrial uses, modern telecommunications networks linking major cities in Africa and world capitals, an international jet airport serving airlines in and out of Africa, educational and health facilities, availability of executive, skilled and semi-skilled labor, and access roads to rich lands for agriculture.
Now, Liberian folk songs and rhythms of Pele, Bandi, and Gola tribes.
Thank you. Nyang we me, Yeah, I'm gonna go.